Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
CDC. This is yours truly, Pastor C, in the studio in Forestville, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Friday. Made it through another 5 days of working, and we just thank God for being able to be with you all tonight. We are just excited about being able to just communicate with people and get them connected to the resources, their health and their wellness. I'd just like to thank all of our very fine listeners who continue to tune in every week on Thursday, Friday, and Sundays. And just to say a big ups to you for all the support that you're giving and just how you continue to bless us here at Pastors ACDC. It's just amazing to see the continued support this week for Sunday is the largest archive audiences that we've had since we've been on the air since April. It was an awesome interview with my dad, Colonel James B. Quezon, and my eldest brother, Stephen B. Quezon. Excellent interview talking about segregation from their viewpoint. And it was an awesome interview. If you get a chance, go back and listen. That was from this past Sunday. Go back and listen to great words of wisdom and insight from those two gentlemen. It's really, really a great broadcast. And we just thank them. And then on last night, we had our Peanuts. There's Nothing New Under the Sun Bible study over at Heart of God Baptist Church. And it was great. A recap of the book of Job. We were able to get some callers in who expressed some of the things that they learned from studying the book of Job. So go back if you can and check that out. But it's been a great week, and we're just excited about going into this weekend. We've got some great things planned for ministry on Sunday. But tonight we want to talk about something that I think everybody. At some point, once you've gotten out of school, high school, or whatever, college, when you begin your work career, at some point you think about retirement. What I mean about retirement is retiring from what your career is, and then, you know, possibly doing something else or just possibly taking it easy. But the consensus is, and I believe, and we're trying to get some folk on the line, is that retirement is not for everyone. Retirement's not for everyone. And in a lot of cases, I believe that because retirement's not for everyone, that we need to look at it from a perspective of what's right for you. Because some people, they retire and they go crazy, or some people retire and they enjoy it. And then, you know, with the state of what retirement funds are available as far as the workforce and what people have put in and the workforce size compared to those who have retired, particularly in the area of Social Security, you know, what type of retirement are you going to have? And so we're going to be talking about that tonight, retirement not for everyone. So if you want to be a part of that conversation tonight, you can reach out to us at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. And we're going to be talking about retirement, whether it's for you, whether it's not for you, the upside to it, the downside to it, you know, the mental, the physical, the psychological, the financial. It's a whole lot of things to really take in consideration, you know. A lot of times people, their health is concerned, their finances are concerned, and, you know, you really need to start thinking about it, you know, early on in your working career. Are you planning to retire? Are you planning to work, you know, late into your years? What is your situation as far as health care and your health and all those things? So, you know, it's very important to, you know, just kind of have this conversation tonight. I'm going to get a young lady on the phone, Violet Randolph. She's always a resource. She just retired recently, I guess in the last 2 or 3 years, and we're going to ask her some questions about retirement. Let's see if we can get her on the line.
Hello.
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 It's Randolph.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm blessed. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you.
We're on the air tonight, and tonight we're talking about retirement, and, you know, we're trying to see, is it for everyone? You know, is it for you? Is it not for you? And one of the questions that we wanted to ask is, do you think retirement is for everyone? And I know you have recently retired in the last, I guess, 2 or 3 years, has it been?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. About 3 years I've been retired. My second retirement.
Your second retirement, right.
My second retirement, yes.
So what do you think about retirement? Is it for everyone?
Retirement is not for everyone. It's it's based on that person's lifestyle, the activities, and I say to anybody, if you're active and you have a busy life, then it may fit in. But if you are a couch potato and you don't have many activities, I advise anybody to work as long as God gives you the strength to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Active keeps your mind alert. It keeps you in touch with what's going on in the world, and you are not bored, and it keeps you happy.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps you happy. Retirement is not what it's cut out to be. It's okay when you first do it. After a few months, you are bored.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not active, that's why the average person, sometimes they die early because their body shuts down. It's been accustomed to doing something, being busy, and working is the tool that keeps you going.
Now, you said that you retired for the second time. How long were you in your career? How many years were you in your career, your first career, before you retired?
My first career was 30 years
right.
at the Department of Justice. And after, that was in 95,
mm-hmm.
and I went to work at a law firm that same year. My life was so busy, I worked at a law firm.
And so you retired from justice and then went
right.
to work for a law firm?
I sure did. And
in
then
the same year?
It was the first year.
Did you take any time off?
I took some time off, and I traveled maybe to 96 because I remember I retired March the 31st, 1995, and it was on a Friday. That next day I was on a plane going to Colorado to visit my friends in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And that was in March. That summer I did a lot of traveling, and I don't know, looked like that's when school started
mm-hmm.
I worked at the law firm, and then in 1996
mm-hmm.
I got a job working in the law firm, and then
mm-hmm.
in 97, I
mm-hmm.
worked at, I got a job in the school system, and I worked
mm-hmm.
there for 13 years. I worked in the school system for 13 years.
What made you want to go back to work after you had initially retired from the first job?
Because I was too young, and I needed something challenging to do,
mm-hmm.
and I've always liked being involved with people, doing
mm-hmm.
something, and teaching. It just gravitated to me.
Right.
And once I got into it, I loved it, and it kept me busy. And with my church work and with the other activities I've always been involved in my life, but everybody doesn't have that kind of stamina and energy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just that type of person. And I would tell anybody, why retire making big bucks to
mm-hmm.
come out here and work like a dog, make
mm-hmm.
a chump change?
Mm-hmm.
And mentally, if you can't accept that or you can't adjust to that small salary, your best bet is to enjoy your life at that level that you're accustomed to, making
right.
that kind of money. And
mm-hmm.
even if you don't need it, take it, put it in the bank, just let it see it grow, and enjoy life. And then when you've gotten to that point where you say, hey, I want to travel, I want to do what I want to do, I got
uh-huh.
the money to do it, and enjoy life, retire.
So what do you think?
You can do what you want to.
What do you think is the biggest thing that misconception that people have retirement is going to be? What do you think the biggest misconception that people, when people say, okay, I'm going to retire, what is the biggest misconception?
Because they in the government, but they've changed the retirement ages based on when you were born. But in my time, 55 was 30 years of government service.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just have that mindset. Well, I'm 55 and I got 30 years of government service. I can retire.
Right.
But you read it. That's the misconception. But then when you get out there and you start making that kind of money and you get a job working harder than what you were for less, that'll blow your mind. And then you say to yourself, I made a mistake. And I have
right.
a lot of my friends that went back into the government, into their old jobs, or either they went back as contractors.
Okay.
They were so good at their jobs that they called them back, so they call them double dippers.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They retired, but they're back making their same salary, but not with the same benefits.
Right. So
you don't need
the
benefits because you're already making that kind of money.
Yeah, but
you're already drawing your retirement, but
right.
You have to stay out. In some instances, this is based on what agency that you're working for, but you weigh all your options.
Mm-hmm.
You look at yourself and you say, I'm too young. Say, this is my daughter. She's 44,
mm-hmm.
and she has almost 25 years of government service.
Right.
So suppose she wanted to retire. She's too young.
At 47.
Too young. They say she's too young.
Right.
So why would you give up that kind of money to come out here for chump change?
Right.
And that you're going to be self-employed. You plan for it. You must plan for retirement. That's the bottom line.
And that's what I wanted to know is, you know, when people talk about retirement, is it retirement something that you just don't do anything, or is it something that you have to plan for and say, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I enjoy doing, and so I'm going to plan to be able
exactly.
to do this when I
exactly.
retire from my first career.
That's what you, that's the decision you have to make. And because you see all your friends getting the buyout, all your friends are taking the early out, that's crazy. You're not going to get that $25,000. You're going to
mm-hmm.
get like $15,000. That $15,000 is going to be gone so fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you didn't have it. Because if you got bills, you're going to be paying out that to pay your bills off. You're only
right.
going to get paid once a month.
Right.
And you got to have money stored the way to tide you over
mm-hmm.
till you can adjust to living with that one paycheck a month.
Mm.
All these things people are not going to tell you. When people come to me, I tell them. But I had a husband that made mm-hmm. a big difference to me.
Yeah.
Based on, you know, your income coming in the house. And
right.
if you're by yourself, you better look at it real good. Don't go to no, you don't need a financial advisor. If you mm-hmm. had, you know who you owe, you know your obligations. You can sit there and put it on a piece of paper. And they give you training for retirement. You go to a class for retirement.
Right.
And if you feel that that's not going to be enough resources for you to survive on, my advice to you is to continue to work, take that money, prepare. They used to say have 3 months' expenses in the bank. Now they
mm-hmm.
saying have a whole half a year, 6 months in the
right.
bank in case if something goes wrong. You know you can survive for 6 months until
mm-hmm.
you are able to find something or whatever your lifestyle requires.
Let me ask you this. As far as now with retirement for people, what do they do as far as their health care? How does that work?
You have, now if you're in the federal government, you have your, you can carry over your hospitalization. You have your hospitalization, your life insurance. But with the new people, they have Social Security and some kind of 401(k)s or something like that. It's not like the old system.
You have to pay that out of your own pocket, though.
Yes, you do. And you have to add up all that. Taxes is going to come out of there, your life insurance, your hospitalization. All of that's coming out of your, if you choose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's best to always choose.
Right.
And then, if you're married,
mm-hmm.
you cannot retire without leaving your spouse. Part of they call it survivor's benefit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He either will waive it or she will waive it, or they. It's a bad thing because my husband and I both were in the federal government, and
mm-hmm.
I was paying survivor's benefit. He
mm-hmm.
was paying survivor's benefit, and when we retired. And he died first.
Mm-hmm.
So I got his survivor's benefit. But all the money that I paid in for him, they did not give you losing.
Oh, my goodness.
And that is not fair. That is not fair. You would think they would combine that with what he's leaving you, and
right.
that would give you a little more. But the fact that he worked in the private sector and I worked in the private sector, we had our Social Security quarters, so we were able to draw. I couldn't draw his retirement because his Social Security, because his survivor's benefit to me was more than Social Security.
Right.
So you're in a almost no-win situation, so you have to weigh all these options when you retire.
The biggest thing to consider is financial stability is what I'm hearing from.
That's right. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And if you are in good health, you're in a good work relationship on your job, no stressful, but my job was stressful, but I loved what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are in that kind of environment, continue to work.
Mm-hmm.
Why give it up? That's what
right.
I say. Don't pay attention because your neighbor retired, your girlfriend retired, and this one retired. I don't care how much money you got.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps you healthy.
It keeps your mind sharp.
It keeps your mind, that's right. That's right. You have something to do all the time. And then it's the money.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting two checks, where when you retire, you're going to get one check.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not accustomed to living under that one and being disciplined, you're definitely going to be on a budget and discipline to survive.
Right.
You don't want to jump out there and lose everything. You have to take all those things into consideration.
As far as health-wise, let me ask you this question, health-wise. Do you think people that are retired take better care of their health, or do you think you take better care of your health when you are still working?
That depends on the individual. I've always taken good care of me.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I'm working or whether I'm retired, I always took good care of myself. The thing is, when you've been working and your body is in that on that pace and path, and
right.
then you come home and your body's no longer at that pace, and you
mm-hmm.
become a potato couch potato,
mm-hmm.
you shut down.
Because you're not working, you're not using your limbs, not using your brain.
You're not in your brain and your activities.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a lifestyle that keeps you busy, usually you just wither away.
So that's a caution. That's a caution that people in retirement, they need to stay
exactly.
stimulated, doing
exactly.
something, moving, active.
Exactly. Volunteer. Do something. Mm-hmm. And
so,
just like my sister Jewel, she's been so used to working. She couldn't take it no longer. She had to find something to do to keep her busy. She loves it.
And a lot of times, when I talk to my dad, a lot of times it's something that you don't mind doing when you go back for a second career, something you don't mind doing.
That's
you can do it on your terms. You know it's not going to be the top dollar, but something that's going to keep you stimulated and something you like doing.
Exactly.
With not a whole lot of drama.
That's right. Doing something that's not going to stress you out, something that you like to do to keep you busy. I knew that when it was time for me to retire from my second job, I knew that year. And I told my principal.
So how did you know?
Oh, I can't describe it. It was the kind of things that I did with the kids.
Okay.
These were kids that were disabled to do anything for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, at my age, and I couldn't find myself doing that for the rest of my life.
I guess.
And I said if I did something else after that, after that, I waited for about maybe a year, and that's when I started my catering business where I was my own boss.
You say that's round three?
Round three, but it's where I can do what I want to.
Right.
I call
right.
the shot.
Right.
I tell all the young people, try to be an entrepreneur where you're your own
yeah.
boss. You're your own boss, then you do what you want to do. You don't dance to nobody else's music but your own.
Right. But that's a double-edged sword, too. You can make it good for yourself or you can make it bad for yourself.
Bad for yourself. It's left up to you how much money you want to make, what you want to do with your business,
mm-hmm.
and how successful your business will be is based totally on you.
Right, right.
It's a good feeling, though. But it's a good feeling because I have a backup.
Right.
I will have four chicks coming to me until the day I close my eyes.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. But I earned it, baby.
I knew that.
I earned it.
It sounds like it.
I earned it.
So what I'm hearing is that you're in like three different stages of retirement. In other words,
yes.
that to kind of say, you know, there's mm-hmm. different ways of retirement or different stages of retirement. It's not like
yes.
what people think is I'm retired. I'm just not going to do anything. I'm just going to go to the mailbox, come back
right.
in. And piddle around the house. That's not retirement.
No, that's not retirement. Semi, they call it semi. I retired. I was in semi. Then I went back to work. Retired. Went back to work. So I'm semi now. I do work when I want to.
All right.
But I planned it that way to have my retirement, my husband's survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security, and mm-hmm. the retirement from the third job.
Right.
I've made it my business to
mm-hmm.
work where I would, when I found out that Prince George's state government, you could vest it after 5 years,
mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going for it. I really wanted to put 15 years in, but I couldn't stomach 15. I need 13, and
mm-hmm.
I have a fourth check.
Right.
So, and plus I work. I'm
mm-hmm.
still working.
All right now.
And it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling because my health is good.
Mm-hmm.
I consider it good because I'm self-sufficient. I'm not
right.
dependent on nobody.
Right.
I can do for myself. I can drive. I'm in my right mind. Get a little forgetful every now and then. But I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I am blessed. So you have to plan what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's best for you. But if you're in your right mind, you got a good job, pay good money,
mm-hmm.
hang in there.
Now, what would you tell the younger folk? Would you tell the younger folk to look for something as far as retirement, or you would advise them to keep working as long as they could? Is that what
yes.
you would advise them?
I would advise, number one, get a good education.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the on-the-job training like they had in the 60s, 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go in the door competing with degrees.
Right.
B.A., B.S., Masters,
mm-hmm.
and some Ph.D.s.
Mm-hmm.
But once you land a good job with a good company,
mm-hmm.
get you a good 401K.
Mm-hmm.
Invest in it and save your money. Live wisely.
Mm-hmm.
Live on a budget. Spend wisely. And invest. If I had it to do over, I would have invested into real estate.
Mm-hmm.
A nice, maybe two unit apartment building, something like that, that has money coming in.
Right.
Once it gets paid for, once the building is paid for, all that money is yours.
Right.
And it can happen when you're young and just put away.
And that's residual. That would be residual income coming in.
We were talking the other day about bonds. Bonds don't have the same value that it had back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie called me the other day, Mama, where are my bonds? I can't find them. I said, I gave them to you. You better find them. What do you think the value of them? I said, I don't know how many you had, but I know you had that lot when you left here.
And then, right.
She didn't spend them, but if she can find them, I haven't even called her. I said, that shift is in keeping up with something of that value. But bonds don't have the value that it once had.
Right.
But you still can invest money yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And real estate is the best investment that you could have.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody's always buying.
Right, right. The value, even though it goes down sometimes, is trending but going up.
Exactly, exactly. And so if you know how to handle business like that, that's a good investment.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good investment. It's a good write-off. You can write it off, you know,
mm-hmm.
the interest that you pay and things like that.
And
right. A nice apartment unit is a good investment.
Get
mm-hmm. a good handyman that's going to keep your property up and all these kind of things.
Right.
Put insurance on it in case if something happens. Like I had a friend that had a unit, a three-unit, and it caught on fire. They were so upset. But that's the
mm-hmm.
best thing could have happened because when they went back in there, they had to do the whole thing over, insurance
right.
covered it. And they had a brand-new apartment building. They went up on the unit, the
mm-hmm.
rent. And they're making a killing right now.
Mm-hmm.
The building is paid for.
Right, right.
The building is paid for. And people pay their own utilities.
Right.
So keep it up. Do the work that's in it. And if you can, all these foreclosures around here, you can make a killing.
Make wise investments.
Make wise investments.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Have your Roth IRA. A Roth IRA is a good investment. That's when you get retirement age because you don't know how long you're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living longer than I anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
And it paid off for me.
But yeah.
You have to think positive. You have to think positive and enjoy life.
Now, that's another question I want to ask. I want to ask you about At what point do you, or is there a point where you say, you know, I want to enjoy life. I want to do some things where I can enjoy it before I get to the point or to the age where I can't enjoy it. At what point do you get, or is there a point where you get to that?
Yes, because if you like to travel, they have the travel hotel where you can almost travel for little or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If you the points and all that, I'm
mm-hmm.
not into that, but my son is into that, and
mm-hmm.
he and his wife travel all the time for little
mm-hmm.
or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What are they, the travel points or something?
Mm-hmm.
You fly frequent flyer. Same way, a freaking flyer where you stay at the hotels, you get so many bonus points through your
right.
credit cards and all that. And the main thing is, don't have no credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
Credit
mm-hmm.
cards are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
They're easy to get, miss a payment. Mess up your credit. They will mess your credit up. The interest rates are too high.
Mm-hmm.
Save your money so you can pay cash. If you use it, because you got to use it, or they will close it.
Right.
It's crazy. But if you have the kind of money where you buy it and pay it off in so many months, or pay it off every 30 days, it's active, but they're not getting your money.
Right. Now let me ask you about when you get to retirement age and people know you might have a check or two coming in, how do you make sure that, you know, people are not trying to take advantage of you, whether it's somebody on the outside, somebody in your family members? People know you got a steady source of income. Might not be a lot, but it's a lot to you. And what would you suggest to people how to make sure somebody or someone's not taking advantage of you in your retirement age as far as your financial?
You always say, "I'm broke. I ain't got a dime." I'm broke. I ain't got a dime. I don't have no money. And learn to say no. It's as simple as that. No. I worked hard to get this.
I love it.
No.
So I'll have a
plain old no. You get your own. You get your own. You get your own.
You hear too many cases of that where people are trying to.
You do not let nobody know what you have. You never let nobody. That's why I'm riding that raggedy PT Cruiser. I'm going to ride to the fall apart. Gets me from point A to point B. I'm not like my husband. I live with a man that drove a brand new car all the time.
Uh-huh.
Car always smelled brand new. Every 2 years or three. The car never got 3 years old.
Uh-huh.
He always had a brand new car that was his thing.
Right.
And when he'd go to buy a car, he always dressed down and looked like a bum. And that was it. I don't know if you know the store George's. He went in there to buy a TV, and back in the day, they said you can take it out today. And they looked at him the way he was looking, ran a credit. They didn't run a credit on him. They just told him he couldn't get the TV today. So he said, "Well, let me see the manager. Let me talk to the manager." So he told him, "It's lost for advertising out here. You say you got, I can take this TV home today." He said, "I want to open a little credit here to get this TV. And so the man went in the back, came back, get this man anything he wanted in this store. Anything he wanted in this store." So that's how you live. You don't let people know what you got.
Right.
You don't. You're always broke.
Very careful. You have to be very careful.
You have to be very careful. Don't answer your phone. You know what you need. You know what you want to buy. And keep it like that. Don't even address it. Hang up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Hang up. If there's anything you want, you know how to go out and shop and buy it. And
so you tell them, "I don't have a dime." That's
I don't have a dime. I'll say that it's part of me. I ain't got a dime. What are you talking about? I ain't got a dime. Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
I don't want that. And watch them. They're going to sell it to you, and they're going to give it to you for less.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't ever let anybody know anything about your finances. You could be broke as Job's turkey, but living like a millionaire. They wouldn't know because they don't know.
Now, in retirement, is it wise to plan for your end-of-life arrangements?
Yes. Yes. Especially when there is, a will, please. A will. You must have a will, whether you're single, married, or what have you, to designate a power of attorney, a living will, and a trust fund.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have real estate or anything like that, you do not want it to go into probate.
Mm-hmm.
But you always have. Well, the thing that was surprising to me when my husband died, when he said was the kind of pride he had,
mm-hmm.
he said, "I was a military man. Take me to the military and bury me." I almost fainted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he said, "Dirt is dirt."
Mm-hmm.
So if I die today or tomorrow, Jamie knows to take me to shop now.
Mm-hmm.
Won't cost her a dime.
Mm-hmm. Dirt is dirt.
And so dirt is dirt. That's what he said to me. And I used to sell real estate property up at Fort Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to buy property there, and he said no. And I never, but he never expressed to me why.
Mm-hmm.
Knew then, but he didn't say anything about it.
Right.
It was a wise decision. It was a wise decision.
Mm-hmm.
When you could be buried free, and Cheltenham was a beautiful cemetery out there. They
yeah.
keep it up. It's nice. And I love the way they handle it.
Mm-hmm.
The little chapel and everything. But that should always be planned because it's so expensive now.
Right.
Even cremation is very expensive.
So in your retirement planning, that should be a part of your retirement planning.
Part of it, exactly. Exactly. And you have to take care of these things while you are living.
In your right mind.
Know your rights. In your right mind. In your right mind. When my husband didn't have a will, and I suffered badly because it put me through a lot of unnecessary stress.
Mm-hmm.
But I had my own monies, and I didn't have any little children to see after because he
right.
tied up his money in probate.
Mm-hmm.
And until I had to get a lawyer, all this stuff. I had to get a lawyer to get papers authorized mm-hmm. me to handle his affairs, and I had been married to this man all these years.
Wow.
And that was wild. That was undue stress. That
yeah.
That I had to go through. So you always have an intelligently, I don't care how young you are, you should have a will.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing, and with him having children, the first thing my lawyer advised me, take his name off of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because his children have entitlement to your
right.
house right now, as long as his name is on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first thing I did. Took his name off the house, and he said, never put anybody's name on your house.
Mm-hmm.
But you put somebody's name on there,
they're right. They give them right.
And they say, I want to sell it. You got to sell it or buy them out.
Oh, that person.
So if you're ignorant and don't know your rights, the facts, it can be devastating. So it's not easy if you don't know what you're doing. So you should always read up and do what's best interest to you. To you.
So all of this that we talked about, retirement, is it cracked up to what people think it's cracked up to be?
No, it is not. If you don't know the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good, the bad, and the ugly, and it can get ugly.
Oh, my goodness.
It can get ugly.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times people say they have these great big dreams to sit behind their desk and say,
oh,
you know, in another 10 years I'm going to retire, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that.
Yes, yes. You better start preparing for it.
Mm-hmm.
Inquiring about the do's and the don'ts. And I pass it on to everybody that I come in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
I have girlfriends now telling me, girl, I'm so happy you told me not to retire.
Okay.
You're retiring because somebody else is retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Can you afford to retire? Are you going to be able to live within your means? You live high on the hog because you're making that kind of money. When you retire, you're going to, coming out of that, it's going to be insurance, taxes, state and federal, and life insurance. Now, and that's once a month. Can you live off that?
Mm-hmm.
Once it's gone, there's no more money coming back in. You're going to have, you got the money in the bank, or you've got to go back to work.
Right.
And you're not going to be, if you got energy to go back to work on another job, why quit the one that's making big bucks, the one that's making no bucks? It's crazy.
That makes sense.
You have to weigh all these things before you jump up and put yourself in a miserable situation. Miserable situation. And that happens to so many people because they didn't prepare for retirement.
You see it all the time.
And you have to be financially fit to retire.
Financially and physically fit.
Physically fit to retire. Enjoy it and live off it physically. You don't just throw your money and be a fool. Let me ask you this.
I'm going to ask you maybe one or two more questions. I'm going to let you go. Where did this whole notion of retirement come from? Where did that come from, where people look forward to retirement? I guess people just don't want to be too old and having to work. Is that where retirement came from, the term?
Well, you've always heard of a certain age, people that their bodies begin to deteriorate, and they're no longer able to work. So when you're no longer able to work, then you retire. Or at a certain age, you retire, and you might step out there and adventure into another career. But, you know, there's always been retirement. Even from people that work in the private sector, that's just going to draw Social Security. At a certain age, when you get 62, 65, that's retirement age for a private sector job.
Right.
You know, they're trying to make it to 70, but 70, that's to the extreme. They still have it at 65, and that's when you retire drawing your Social Security. But if you have not made preparations and saved money, you can't hardly live off of Social Security today.
Right, right. And who's to say it's going to be around?
Around.
How many years from now it's going to be around, you know?
So you have to be a good steward over retirement. It comes a time in retirement disability. You may get sick and you can't work. Well, you're able to retire on disability. Whether it be government or whether it be Social Security, and they are very strict in granting you
disability.
Qualify for disability. I worked until I was 65 so I could get my full, I had enough faith that God was going to allow me to live 65 and I could draw my full retirement. I could have drawn it at 62, but whatever they give you at 62, that's it. And so I wanted the max. I wanted the max. My husband, he took his at 62. I said, no, I am not going to be greedy. I want my all I worked hard for.
Right.
And the thing about it, when they sent me the list of the places that I worked for, back in the 60s when I first came to Washington, they did not turn it. They took the Social Security out, but they didn't pay it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. And you couldn't go back at them because they out of business.
$30.
That's right. They're out of business. So, you know, you have to be a good steward and a wise person over your personal experience.
For your entire life.
That's right.
To plan for retirement.
You have to plan, and it's up to you. You can call right now Social Security and say, whoever you're working for, are they paying in to my Social Security what they're taking out of my salary?
And they, check up on.
They will send it to you. That's right. Just because they sending it to government.
Right.
Some crooked people out here.
Right.
Or you have to be a good steward and check on all those things. You get a certain age thinking you're going to draw Social Security and pay it in.
Yeah,
you're in
a bad situation.
That's a heartbreaker. And if they're still in business, you can sue them.
Right.
But, hey, are they going to pay it in a lump sum, or are they going to cry broke and they say they don't have it?
And drag it out in court.
dragging it out in court, absolutely. So you
fought you, you're paying to a lawyer.
Exactly. Exactly.
My goodness. Well, Sister Randolph, I'm not going to hold you any longer, but I just wanted to get some, you know, ideas, let the audience know, you know, what's going on as far as retirement. Because you hear a lot of people talking about retirement now, and it seems to me if they're able-bodied folk.
They're able to continue to work.
That it might not be for everyone.
That's right. It may not be for you. It may not be for you. And the longer you work, the longer you'll live, I guarantee you. Because you got money, you're secure, and you don't have no worries.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing no worse than to be somewhere and not be financially stable to meet your needs and obligations.
And getting older.
And getting older. That will stress you out.
Mm-hmm.
Stress you out. And you say, why didn't I do this when I was younger? Why didn't I do this, you know?
Right.
Why did I quit my good job?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nobody forced me.
Right.
Because somebody else got my job.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. You had a good job paying good money, and you walked away from it. Talk about retirement.
Whew.
You didn't size it up.
And then a year later, you're like, this is not what I thought it was going to be.
And I'm out here working doubly hard for this little bit of chump change.
Woo!
Chump change, and I was making bank.
Wow.
Better think twice.
Think twice, get some sleep, make some plan on some stuff, stay healthy.
And
learn how to do it before you go to job.
That's right. Even if you don't need the money, just take it and throw it in the bank.
Yeah.
I had a brother-in-law. He would take his. He didn't put it in the bank because he didn't want to pay tax on it. He'd just bring the cash and throw it in the box in the closet.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. He said, I don't pay taxes on it. I ain't paying no more tax on it.
I know that's
and
right.
He just threw it in the box. Yes, indeed. That actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, cash money.
But that's
if the house would have burned up, the money would have been gone.
That's the thing that we just wanted to, you know, just prompt people's, you know, thought process to think about this thing really long and hard before you just go shut down.
Yes, exactly. It starts when you're young. It starts when you're young. Yep.
Well, you know, preachers, you never retire, so.
I know you don't. No, you don't. A lot of yours is free, but God gives it back to you in so many different ways. He does. Yes, he does. That's what I say all the time. And that's what I meant the other Sunday when I said, when you hold it in your hand,
mm-hmm.
don't let go to help somebody else. You don't allow anything to come back in it.
That's right. You can see that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God's been too good to me.
I knew that's right.
Too good to me.
So are you gonna get a fourth or fifth retirement?
No. My fifth retirement, I had to work for it myself. So when I have the big jobs, it's not too bad. It's not too bad.
Or retire from catering and do something else.
That's right. No. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
Buy you some real estate and run your bed and breakfast or something.
If I had that opportunity, I would.
Uh-huh.
I would never rule that out because that was my life's dream, to own a bed and breakfast. And the opportunity may come. I don't know what God has in store for me.
That's right.
Yeah. Be ye ever ready. Mm-hmm.
I've enjoyed talking to you this evening, tonight, mm-hmm. about retirement, and I knew we were talking to the right person just to give people
Lord.
insight on what it's all about. It's not all, a lot of times, what it's cracked up to be. It's nice.
What it's cracked
we
up
can
to
get
be
to a point
good.
Where you can enjoy your life. But you got to be
prepared.
Mm-hmm.
If you're prepared for it. And if you're not prepared for it, you better work a little longer. Yes, a little longer. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I've enjoyed it. And anytime.
All right.
Give me a call. Good talking to
you. All right.
Okay.
Good night. Mm-hmm.
Good
all right.
Night.
Yeah, that was Violet Randolph. Working on her third retirement. And, you know, it's really, really great to see that, to know that people are able to just enjoy retirement, enjoy themselves when you get from one position in your life to move to the next position. But over and over again, she said, you got to be prepared. And, you know, that's what I want to just, you know, let people know or prompt people's, you know, thought process. A lot of times people say, oh, I'm going to retire, I'm going to retire. You know, whether you're going to retire, what are you retiring to? What are you retiring to go to? Are you retiring to do nothing? Are you retiring to do something what you want? And whatever it is that you want to retire to do what you want, you definitely want to be prepared. You want to be prepared. Think about it. Make the wise decision and not the emotional decision. Where you come up and you're like, wow, I need to go back to work, and you know, I'm coming up short, and, you know, understand what the expectation is as financially, physically, and spiritually so that you can be prepared, and that's the bottom line. But, again, we just thank everyone for continuing to listen. Again, it's, you know, it's just one of those resources that we want to put out there. Think about what you're doing. You know, and it doesn't have to be for older folks. It can be for young people. You know, start planning, you know, on your first job, you know, for, you know, how long you will be in that career, something that you like to do after that career. You know, plan on your, you know, staying healthy, you know, take care of yourself. And at a certain point, you know, if you're looking to do something else, you know, plan for that also, how long you want to do that. And one of the things that Violet Randolph was saying is enjoy yourself, be happy, and enjoy your life. You only got one life to live. We only got one life to live. And, you know, we should live it to its fullest, try to stay as healthy mentally, physically, and spiritually as we can, and try to help people as we go along the way and build those type of things into your life. And retirement won't be a thing of misery or a thing of regret or a thing of something that's going to be detrimental to you. But it can be a thing of opening up new doors, new horizons, new things for you to do as Sister Randolph went from one retirement to the next retirement to the next retirement and how it all worked out for her. And it's just a thing of awesomeness to see, you know, how you can go from one thing to the next thing, do a certain period of time, and it's sort of like seasons, go from this season to the next season in your life. And, you know, I think, you know, retirement is a season, but, you know, you can make it through all of those seasons by the grace of God. So we're glad to have been with you tonight. Thank everyone for tuning in. Tell somebody about Pastor's Aid CDC. Tell them we're just real folk talking real issues, trying to bring some resources folks get connected to for the wellness of their communities. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. And prayerfully, you'll go back and listen to the archive broadcast. And if you want to touch base with us, you can hit us through social media at PACDC316 for Twitter and Pastors Aid, PASTORSAID on Facebook. And we'll be glad to communicate with you through social media. And as always, if you want to listen to any of our broadcasts in their entirety, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Pastors Aid. And you can scroll down to the on-demand section and listen at your leisure. send the link, let somebody know that this might be helping, a helpful resource to them from someone who has gotten the wisdom and the understanding to be able to share a little knowledge for someone who might be considering retirement. And that was the title of our show tonight, was Retirement, Not for Everyone. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Prayerfully, we will be back with you on Sunday night. And we just wish everyone a great evening, a great weekend, and prayerfully we'll talk to you Sunday night. Good night.